This podcast is about sex and sexuality, so please only listen if you are an adult without kids or other ears around that cannot or do not consent to sensitive language and content. Thanks.
This is why I love sex so much, Gwen, because we could just talk about endless tangents.
Hello and welcome to What Excites Us, the podcast that discusses sex and sexuality from a variety of perspectives. My name is Gwen Isaacs. I am a certified sex coach who has been professionally helping folks feel good about their sexuality and how to approach it joyfully since 2017. This episode is a fun one. I'm talking with Marissa Hunter, the legendary GloHo, a life, sex, and business coach for folks with audacious goals. Marissa shines bright and our conversation does too. We talk about who she is and what she does, why her coaching model is all-inclusive, true, authentic, erotic self-expression, ass play, seasons of sexuality, why bragging is wonderful for you personally, and an act of rebellion to help heal the world, and so much more. We had lots of laughs, and we truly enjoy chatting, and hopefully you will enjoy listening. If you do, please tell a podcast listening friend about the show, and let's heal the world together. Welcome, Marissa Hunter, to What Excites Us. I'm so excited to meet you. Facebook has been prompting me to meet you for a long time, and so now we're finally doing it, and that's wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you, Gwen. And I love so much that social media will connect us through the ethers to the most fabulous of people. So, you know, it might not be popular opinion, but in this case, in Facebook, I trust.
Yeah, I'll go with that. There are lots of things that I don't love about Facebook, but honestly, I'm on it all the time. So I don't hate it, clearly. So...
I was such a naysayer for so long, and now it's brought so much good into my life, both in terms of friendships and connections with community, but also in terms of business and livelihood. So I can't talk too much shit. I could talk a little bit of shit because that's always valid, but there's a both and in everything. And especially in this friend suggestion, the algorithm got it right.
Awesome. Yeah, totally. That's perfect. Speaking of livelihood and all that, what is it that you do?
What do I do? I like to say I'm a life, sex, and business coach for high-achieving humans. And basically what I do is I help people harness the power of their mindset and pleasure, the energy of pleasure, to be able to fuel what is already a high-achieving life, but can always get better and better and better, I deeply believe. So that's what I do.
How do you weave it all together? Are you using pleasure to fuel things? Is that one of the things that you coach in? Is it business-based, life-based? Tell me more.
I think it would be helpful to go back a little bit then in the journey, right? Like, where did this all begin? And I've always been like a personal growth and transformation junkie. I've always been a person who, through circumstance, I would say, like, have needed to find a way to view things from a different perspective and find an ascension pathway for myself, because it wasn't necessarily going to be created for me through family, through other avenues, right? So I had that beingness in me already, but a really pivotal year for me ended up being 2019. And that's when I did the work with a couple of mentors, Mama Gina and Jaya, learning both about the power of my pussy and pleasure, and then also the power of our sexual energy and like what true erotic, authentic self-expression can bring to us as a power. And in that same year, I also discovered kind of what I would call generally mindset work, and then specifically the way that the life coach school teaches it, the thought model. And so in 2019, having the confluence of mindset work come into my life, having the concept of like pleasure with a capital P, and then also fueled by this sexual element of it, that changed my whole world. And it's been quite the ascension since then as I've harnessed those powers for myself. And of course, anytime, I mean, I say, of course, not every human is wired this way, but I am certainly wired this way, is when I find something that changes my life, I want to share it with every human that I come into contact with, because I believe in the glow up. That's why my group program is called the Glow Up Collective. Like, shiny people make shinier people. So if I find something that helps me shine a little brighter, I want to give it out to the world.
I love that. I love that. And what wonderful groups, Mama Gina and Jaya, like, that's working with the two of them. That's amazing. That just seems really powerful. Both really powerful women.
Incredibly so. And I've always been such a believer in the mentorship model. I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, and the mentorship model is something that I pursued when, for instance, I was a massage therapist. And so learning from those who have like forged the path ahead of you is hands down one of the, like, to me, one of the most efficient ways to collapse my timeline and to prove to me that things are possible. And so really, like, again, the work of those two women, like you said, is just was so deeply impactful personally. And I know on literally millions of humans around the globe. And that's why I was like, okay, well, how come I was in my mid-30s, end of my 30s when I found their work. And so it was a little bit like, why was I never taught all this stuff? Not a little bit, a lot. It was a lot of it, a lot. Like, why was I never taught these things? I must shout from the mountaintops this stuff that, like, in our hands equals pure liberation. That's what I really have, like, been able to distill too. It's like, well, what do you do? Well, I help these people do these things with this, whatever. But, like, truly liberation in our minds, liberation in our body, and then liberation in our bank accounts is my holy soul fire mission here on earth, is to help us all have a little bit more of that. Because again, if we have that freedom, what having freedom in our mind, body, and bank account gives us is the capacity for really deep, authentic self-expression.
Yeah.
And when we're in deep, authentic self-expression, we give that permission to every human around us. And when we are all deeply self-expressed, it's a little bit pie in the sky, but I believe that our desire for violence dramatically decreases. I believe that we don't want to do harm to people when we are in our shiniest, happiest beingness. That is, I always say, like, no one drops a nuclear bomb after an orgasm. Unless by accident your finger slips and, like, hits the button, you know, but, like, so the more orgasmic we all are, the more world peace we're going to have, according to Marissa.
I have a very similar, I don't say it quite as dramatically. I wish I would have thought of that. But yeah, that is absolutely my model in general, is that on a altruistic and not altruistic, because I want the world around me to be happier level, it's because if we're happier, then we're not going to be dicks to each other.
And to me, you know, as a human, and these are sound the statements that sound so duh, but it's like the greatest suffering I've experienced is by other people being harmful because of their dysfunction, their sadness, their inability to feel feelings, all of the things, right? And so it's like, oh man, it didn't feel good to have that. I don't want to do that to other people. Let's do less of that. How's the pathway to do less of that? Well, here's the pathway. Manage your mind, think different thoughts, harness pleasure, bring your authentic sexuality to the surface. I could proselytize about these things all day long.
I mean, yeah.
And obviously I'm preaching to my choir, which only adds to my excitement.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's where it's at. I mean, that's what excites us is all about. That's what my whole mission is all about. It's, yeah, let's stop being assholes to each other. And assholes are good. Like, let's go to the good part of the asshole.
Love the asshole, but let's not be the asshole.
Exactly. Not a shitty, crusty, unwashed asshole. Let's just not do that.
Let's not do that at all. Oh my gosh. I always talk about how we have an inherent asshole brain, and shitty, crusty, dirty asshole just gave a whole new meaning to the asshole brain that I talk about.
Right?
But also, why are we not playing with our asses more? It's a beautiful coincidence that we go into the ass territory, because I have labeled this year as the year of ass for me, because I think for many of us, ass play is super taboo. It feels daunting. It exists again in that shadowy realm of things we don't talk about, don't know about, especially if you're a good girl or a good boy, right? A good human. And so I'm loving the discussion around ass, and I'm loving formulating, again, as I learn and want to then like pass down the pipeline, formulating what will be my own teachings around ass play, because there's stuff that you can read all of the guides, but then you have your own personal experience with it. So I don't know, how do you feel about ass and ass play?
Oh, that's perfect. Well, I have for a long time, you know, growing up, I distinctly said that I would rather somebody slap me in the face than fuck me in the ass. That was the thing I said as a, you know, little goth teenager. I didn't realize at the time that I meant it literally, which was true.
Other tangents we can go down. Impact play.
Right? But since then, so ass play is something that I have very, very, very slowly been inching towards. And we're still not at the place where I'm like, yeah, stick it in, daddy. Like, which is fine. It's fine. Like, I'm much more comfortable with it. Hygiene definitely has something to do with it. Speed is huge, right? And I am a slower than average human, so I need everything to move a little bit slower. And then, of course, the ubiquitous, and this is something that I say to my clients too, more communication and more lube. Like, both of those things.
I mean, almost that goes for any situation in life, in my opinion, at this point.
Yes. And I say that frequently in many situations.
But especially in ass play, 100% more communication, more lube. One of my favorite expressions for sex is go slower than slow and then slower than that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And especially an ass, until there's the moment where we go faster than fast and then faster than that, which might come as well. But I think that, you know, overall in our culture, we have a very fast pace and a very fast orientation. And I know that I can play into that so frequently. But when it comes to my ass, like, okay, so I was, full disclosure, I was self-pleasuring today and I decided to do some ass play. Great. And it's kind of annoying because it requires so much more slowness rather than just like half pulling down my pants and sticking my clit sucker on my clit and going for it. And 3 minutes later, having a nice little orgasm. Ass play requires that I like disrobe, that I put on the little like squirt pad, that I get lube out, that I get a towel to wipe my hand off with the lube because I do not want that hanging out on my hand. That I, you know, like all of this preparation and then the actual insertion of the toy can be slow too. Like not even can be, it needs to be slow. Like you can't just shove that puppy in if you're not in the practice land, because I will say there was a moment, and I wanted to talk about seasons of sexuality. So I'll come back around to that. But there was a moment a few years ago where I was having a lot of ass play, and the more ass play you have, the more ready you are to receive is one of the things I learned and noticed. So at this time, moment in time, I can't just shove it in. In other moments I could. And also don't yuck anyone's yum, because I have a girlfriend that I was talking about with this expressly yesterday to share notes, you know, as a good hoe does. And, you know, she was sharing that her yum is that it does hurt a little bit. That's not my yum, but that's so her yum. So I shove it in before I'm totally prepared is how she likes to play with her partner. But what I was going to say is about the seasons of sex, and ass play exemplifies it for me. And I think this is one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about sexuality is that you will like move in and out of different phases of styles of sex you like to have, of the level of your libido, all of those things. And that's perfectly normal and natural. And actually every season is to be celebrated. We don't like say, fuck you spring, because you know, like, right. Every season has its beautiful reason for being. So in that way too, I think that like falling under that category of more self-compassion, less self-judgment for me, something like my ass, where I was sharing a few years ago, and this is now shit. This is like 7 years ago that I had a year of a lot of ass play and then went into a season of like almost none for many years afterwards. I'm not going to judge that as a sexual regression on my part. I'm going to judge that as me being in a different season with anal, right?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that. I'm recently coming out of a phase where my libido is virtually gone. And being a very sexual person for my entire life, that was a little bit stressful. Also, a sex coach, like, legitimately, this is, one of the ways that I make money. And then to be like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just like, absolutely. I was just flat, like, not at all interested. And now I'm going through perimenopause, so that certainly has something to do with it. I've also been going through a lot of life changes, so I'm sure that that played into it too. But it triggered something in me, even though I'm aware that we have these shifts, that I was absolutely freaking out. Like, oh my God, it's gone. It's never going to come back. What's happening?
So much compassion for that part of you,
Thank you.
right?
Yeah, it was tough. But it is coming back. And part of it is doing the practices that I teach other people to do. And part of it is just I needed things to settle. And letting go of the stress of it was a huge piece of that. Just getting to a place where I was like, okay, well, this is the new normal. Fine. Okay.
I think there's so much that you're saying that exemplifies the kind of current understanding I have around sex is gleaned from my like teachers and mentors, which is that mindset and context make so much of the difference, right? And when you have a mindset that I'm perfectly okay as I am versus there's something wrong with me, or oh shit, what if I'm broken? Not even there's something wrong with me, but the thought, oh shit, what if I'm broken? Because that's not even a full belief that you are broken, but it's the like worry that that could be true, right? And so the mindset that we carry, whether it's that I am broken, that I could be broken, that something's weird, wrong, or different about me, those are always going to be libido killers, right? Stomper outers. And then we mix that with context, and context meaning the circumstances that surround us. Death of a parent, death of any important human being in our life or pet, right? Like whether or not the house is messy, how our partners are showing up in our relationship, what our children are passing through, like all of those things are going to affect our level of sexuality. And I think, again, that there's just not as much permission and compassion for that. And so when, for instance, libido falls, suddenly we are finding ourselves in a deficit, weird, wrong, or broken. The irony is, although we don't talk about sex at all, we make it mean a whole fucking lot without a whole lot of words, right? So we put so much value on sexual performance or being a sexual person, especially if you've been identified as a female in your life. So much of our inherent value is coded for us through our sexual capacity, right? That it can put us into a tailspin when our libido drops. Versus putting us into a full fucking celebration that you are a cyclical being that is experiencing a season. And that's so much of the paradigm shift I wish to instill in this culture would be for someone to have their libido drop and them to be like, fuck yeah, all signs a go. We're green as fuck over here, green light, green light. And just unfortunately, we're not totally there yet. But this is my work that I do individually on a level with my clients and then try and distill out into the world through broadcasts such as yours, right? It's like, oh man, celebrating so much the wisdom of your body that knew that context and mindset weren't matching up to create an erotic experience for you in that moment.
Yeah. And I like the imagery of the seasons, particularly because of the cyclical nature of things. As humans, we are cyclical. Our hormones run in cycles. Men's hormones also run in cycles. They're just in a much more compact version. And we completely ignore that reality.
I love the there's the factoid I've heard, right? That every 7 years you're a completely new being on a cellular level, like everything has turned over, right? And so it's also to me gives me a lot of hope because I'm a person that can concentrate on the dark too much. That's why I became a mindset master. It was because I needed the work myself, right? The first tattoo I wanted was a circle. Because I wanted to remind myself that we will always have seasons where we're at the peak and seasons where we're at the valley, right? And but everything always comes back around. And that is the like most rightness, And anytime a human is finding themselves wrong, that's dampened energy, that's glow suppressor, right? And so I always like to find, how do I need to remind myself of my rightness? And in thinking of cyclical nature and in thinking of seasons, I find a lot of rightness for myself, whether that's in my sexuality, whether that's in my business, whether that's in my body and the seasons that I move through with, you know, my body and in my weight, all of those things.
Yeah. So in coming back to the coaching.
Speaking of cyclical.
I noticed that you were taking some one-on-one clients. Yeah. And I'm assuming that with those one-on-one clients, you are working with this whole being of self, where you're using the sexuality to help people with their lives, their businesses, or whatever it is that they're coming to you for. Am I right with that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, also influenced by the trajectory of the client, because some clients come presenting, you know, why did I start calling myself a life, sex, and business coach? Because I started out being what I thought was going to be a sex coach. Like, I did the Erotic Blueprint coach training. I was like, sexuality will change the world. And what I started to realize as I started to acquire clients and work with people is that it's never just so singular or so simple as sex, right? Like, my first sex coaching client, 6 weeks in, we're now working on nightmares that he's had since childhood around a childhood friendship. That had nothing to do with the reason for hiring me in the first place, which was like, I want to come more in my girlfriend's pussy. And so the work that I do with clients, what I love is the circular analogy, is that it gets to be led by whatever is presenting in their life, because it all comes together at some point. And the reason that I create a long container with my clients, a lot of coaching containers are 3 months or 6 months long. My coaching containers are usually a year long when I'm working one-on-one with somebody, is to allow for that cyclical nature to pass through, right? And in that way, my mentorship and genius can land on every area of their life along the way. So I have people hire me for sex coaching, we end up doing life coaching. I have people hire me for business coaching and we see, oh my God, they're not at all tapped into their sexuality. And if you are an entrepreneur, or actually, I think any human who is in the endeavor of having to trade your time for income, some people have achieved a status where they're not having to concern themselves with earning income. But if you're a person that earns income, the majority of us, right? 99% of us, then your sexual energy, your vibrancy has direct impact on your income earning. Whether that's as an employee, as a boss, as a self-employed person, right? And so even the people that come in for what would be business coaching, we end up circling around to sexuality and all of the above. And that's why I say too, mind and body can never be separated. It's always a both and in there. And I also think that mindset is like the most bang for your buck. If you want an efficient way to change your life, going and examining what's happening in your brain around what you believe and figuring out how to shift that and having support to shift that, that will change everything in your life, including the status of your body. And so in that, whether I'm helping people with their income earning, whether I'm helping people with having more fun in the bedroom, whether I'm helping people parent differently or have less anxiety in their life, really what I'm always going to turn to is what's going on in your brain. How do we change the landscape in there? And then how do we bring in pleasure, your sexuality, your body, an energy of ese? And it's so fucking cliched, but it's so true. I was just coaching a client around this today. We've heard this a million times, but from a full cup, you can pour generously. And it's so fucking true. Like, from a depleted, empty self, from a stressed out, overworked, exhausted beingness, do we have full capacity to pour into others, our gift unto the world? Not nearly the same way as if we're full. And how do we get full? Through radical selfishness and pleasure and like pouring onto ourselves first. So mindset, pleasure will take you the distance.
I love that. So good. I could totally see like rainbow 70s font coming across the screen.
Oh my gosh. So if you really knew me, I'll throw this in at the end for your listeners. I stomp around these internet streets going by the name of King Daddy Rainbow Stallion. So I love that you saw the rainbow sparkle across the screen. And I'm also known as the legendary Glow Ho. I am a person that loves to use a moniker to make an impact. And if you tune into my world, you'll find out more about what those personalities mean and exemplify for me. But the rainbow energy was felt, and that just delights my heart no end.
Dig it. I totally dig it. That's fantastic.
You know, frequently when I tell people what I do for a living, they ask for a hot sex tip. So what I say, not really knowing them or any of their situations, is that most sexual issues can be helped with more and better conversation, or lube, or both. Now, conversation is really on you, although I can help you if you'd like me to. I do that as a coach. But when it comes to lube, there are two brands that I always reach for first. Uberlube is my go-to silicone lube. It's pure, it's not full of any unnecessary additives that make it smell, taste, or feel unlike you, me. It comes in a beautiful glass bottle that I'm happy to have on my nightstand, and it's great in most situations. However, if you prefer a water-based lube or have some other intimate needs, I recommend Good Clean Love. They have a variety of great products to help everything in the bedroom go smoothly. They've got some vaginal care kits, some cleaning solutions, oils and candles. It's really great. Now, you can find an affiliate link for these at the podcast's website, whatexcitesus.com. And to be clear, you do help me out when you buy through these links. But I specifically reached out to these companies because I truly love their products and I believe in what they're doing. So help yourself, help me, help these lovely companies, and get better sex with better lube. Go visit the links for Uberlube and Good Clean Love at whatexcitesus.com. One of the things that I love, just sort of stalking you a little bit to get prepared for this conversation, was that you say, "I brag a lot."
Yes.
And oh, that God. Is so taboo in our culture. And I love it.
Well, I fancy myself a bit of a provocateur, and I have found the bragging, man, it will activate people. And when I say activate, I mean trigger. Left and right. And I have so much gratitude for Mama Gina, who instilled in me the tool of bragging. I have found hands down that bragging is one of the most powerful tools that I could attribute my own glow up and my own ascension to. And there's so many reasons why it's such a powerful tool. And so all I can say to people is brag widely, brag wildly. Bragging will shift the energy of your own inner landscape, and it will shift the energy of your exterior landscape. And if you ever wanted to magnetize people into your world, bragging is the avenue to do it. It was the most genius unintentioned marketing technique that I stumbled upon, because I started my coaching business in 2020, like a year after I had done Mama Gina's work. So I was just in the usage of the tool for my own benefit. But what I found is one of the most interesting side effects of the practice is the magnetism of the way it will draw people's eyes to you. And that is what marketing is, having people see what you're up to in the world, you know? Bragging helped me build a multi six-figure coaching business, and I'm so grateful for the tool.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it? The posts that I saw, I'm not going to say usually because I don't know, I didn't scroll back that far.
Oh, I mean, you'll see nothing but brags all over my page for years.
Yeah, but it started, that's awesome, by the way. When you talked about it, it activated a little thing in me. It was like, no, you can't be that kind of arrogant. That's not okay. We're not taught to be like that. And then I was, you know, I'm immediately like, hush, hush, listen to what the woman is saying. It's okay, brain. It's okay. but you frequently start it with I brag and then go on to the brag. Is that important that you announce it that way, or can you just brag about stuff without saying that you are bragging?
I think that it's super important to frame it that way. Bragging, to me, is an act of rebellion. And if you stay silent about it, if you don't frame it as a brag with those literal words, you lose a little bit of the power of what the intention of the practice is, right? Because just to like go into a nutshell, like a couple of the top reasons to brag, but like we say negative things to ourselves all fucking day long. Like 70,000 thoughts, at least half of them are negatively oriented towards our incapacity, how terrible of a human we are, all of the things that that beautiful asshole brain that I was referencing, that crusty, dirty, nasty, unwashed asshole brain will tell us. And so how often do you say to yourself, I'm great. I'm fucking awesome. I'm the shit, right? Like very rarely do we consciously go around saying that. And so when you put the words I brag in there, you are convoking the energy of I'm great, I'm awesome, I'm the shit in a very distinct way that no one can misinterpret. It is arrogance. I am full of myself. And I had never said it this way before, Gwen, but I love this is happening. When we talked about the full cup, bragging is a way to literally fill your cup because you're literally becoming full of your own awesomeness, your own juice. Like you're pouring your own juice into your own cup. It's so fucking delicious. The other reason is, again, an act of rebellion and resistance. We are taught to stay small. All systems of oppression rely on another person's smallness and their obedience to their own smallness, right? And so when we say I brag and putting those words in there, we are literally breaking the systems of oppression that keep us down. And I would imagine that a lot of your listeners hold multiple intersections of having a harder row to hoe. And believe me, I like hoeing the rows, but like we want easy hoeing. You know, and so if you find yourself at the intersection of any identities that have any kind of oppression, then saying I brag is one of the like easiest but most powerful tools to say fuck you to the oppressor. And so, yes, I do believe that the words I brag are important. And people will say, hey, can I say I celebrate? And yes, you can say I celebrate, but words matter. And I celebrate is a totally different energy.
Yeah, it really is. And that brought up a whole bunch of other stuff. But one of the things that came up immediately was me saying or typing, I don't remember what, I don't mean to brag, but, and then continuing to brag, which was like how I approached it as a teenager, right? And but still that language is very stuck because habits and oppression and being a girl and anxiety and, you know, all the things. So this is beautiful. And I love it when my guests give me things to ruminate on. That's very exciting.
Well, I mean, I love that you just said, I love it when my guests give me things to ruminate on, because the next words out of my mouth were going to be, are you open to me offering you a challenge?
Absolutely. Bring it.
Challenge/invitation. I would invite you to brag to me if it doesn't feel safe to do it to a larger audience. I can be your safe harbor in your brag experience. For the listener, Gwen has a message line to me. Not everyone gets that access. But to brag to me or another safe human or to a larger audience every day for a week and just see how it feels to not say, I don't mean to, but to say, yeah, I mean to brag. And I brag to you about this. And to make sure that you do at least 5 or 10 brags, because your asshole brain will come and fucking blank slate you so quick on a brag mission. And I still experience it, as experienced of a bragger as I am. Like I would call myself a level 10 braggart, level 20 braggart, level bazillion braggart. If someone says to me, hey, like share a brag with me, the asshole brain's inclination to stay small shows up real right quick. But that's why we have to practice against it, right? So that's the invitation, is like, okay, well, now that you've felt a little bit of the juice of the brag and you've noticed that you actually are bragging in your life anyways, can we frame it as what it is? A declaration of your awesomeness, and then to be witnessed in it. That's the other reason, because when we put the words I brag in and someone says to you, and you'll hear me say this in conversation, so well bragged. And now it will maybe have more context, because I'll say that to somebody when they have not put the words I brag in front of their sentence. But when I say to someone so well bragged, what I'm doing is acknowledging their awesomeness, their greatness, their genius that they just shared with me inadvertently, or not even understanding that they could frame it through those eyes, right? But when someone witnesses you in your greatness, especially if you've just said, I brag, which is a cringy, like, oh, we're not supposed to say that. That makes me the worst person on earth. And someone meets you in shame, and this is universal, right? But when someone meets you in your shame with celebration, acceptance, an upright of your beingness, that is healing medicine. And so that's why it's important to put the words I brag and to say it to somebody else who can say back to you, fuck yeah, so well bragged. Because it's literally shame slaying. I call myself a permission giver, shame slayer. Bragging gives people permission. It also helps me slay my own shame about declaring how fucking awesome I am. Ooh, I just got goosebumps.
That was beautiful. I dig that. You mentioned a group program, the Glow Up. Is that something that you're running right now?
Yeah, so ways that people can play in my world is I have one-on-one spots available. I have 2 one-on-one spots available. So get in and fit in. And if those happen to not be available by the time you find me, if you, the listener, are hearing this and want to check me out, there'll always be a waitlist option for that. I don't believe in the sold out. Like, no fucking entrepreneur is ever sold out. We'll find room for you. I run an amazing group program. It's called the Glow Up Collective, Life, Sex, and Business Coaching for the Whole Human. And so that enrolls, it's a 12-month program and there's open enrollment on that. So you can always come and play in my world in that way as well. I've learned never to say always, because I can't always do everything all of the time, but I frequently do master classes, I would say every month, but then I went and, you know, didn't do one in June. So there we are. But I frequently run free master classes because, you know, access is a real thing. So some of us are ready to get in a different level. So check out my free master classes, the Glow Up Collective, my one-on-one. Also, if you're really like interested in sales and moving your business forward in that way, I have a really great evergreen course called Everything I Touch Turns to Sold that will prepare you to.
That sounds amazing.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's such a juicy program. And the funny like ways of the world is like, I keep it real hidden and tucked away. So you learn things about yourself along the entrepreneurial journey. And I've learned that I like to be requested, like, ask me for that. And then like, don't do as I do as I say. I'll preach to everyone, put a link everywhere so people can just find it.
You're like, no, you need to come to me.
Baby. But so, no, I'm here for you. So in my DMs, Facebook, Instagram, that's always the best place to reach out. And even to just like touch base, sales aside, right? Participation in program aside, I want to know who you all are, speaking to you, the listeners, right? Like, it is so important to me that you understand that you have the capacity in this very moment, right fucking now, to change the quality of your life. If there's any piece of your life that you're not enjoying, that is not a static state of being. I want everybody to know that they can have that agency. And so reach out, say hi, and I'll remind you that you are so capable.
In the Glow Up program, so it's a year-long program, you said. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the structure of that?
Sure, yeah. So I love it because it combines the best of all the worlds to me, which is the magic of group coaching, but then the capacity for individual focus and attention, right? So the way that the program is structured is that there's 2 Zoom calls per month that are coaching calls. And in those, you get the opportunity to have one-on-one coaching from me, but in the group setting. So you're going to observe other people's coaching segments too. And that's where so much magic comes from, the collective aspect, because I can guarantee you that people will bring coaching to the table that you would not think applied to you. And then by the end of their segment, you're like, holy shit, I just got more from watching that than the coaching I received specifically for me, right? So I specifically designed the program in that way because I'd experienced that over and over again, both as facilitator and participant. Then we do a 3rd call each month that is the embodiment call, because again, mind, but also we can't neglect the body. And it's so fucking powerful to learn around how much a simple breath can do in terms of regulating your nervous system and or exciting it. Both ways, you can use the breath in either direction. And that's just an example. So in the monthly embodiment call, we bring it back to the body and explore a variety of body-based practices. Then there's a Facebook group so that there is opportunity for community and support in between the calls. That's where you can ask coaching questions and also, for instance, be witnessed and celebrated in your brags. There's a lot of personal growth and development that to me requires community, but also is like deeply unsafe to do in front of wide ranging community or community that isn't also engrossed in the same work. So I think the Facebook group is such a valuable aspect of the program because again, you don't have to go and brag in front of your family, your friends, your coworkers. If you're a newbie braggart or whatever tool we might be exploring, you get to practice it in the safety of the container of the siblinghood. That's another thing. The Glow Up Collective is for all humans. In my land, and I will fall prey to it because I am a product of my environment. But like, I have had the opportunity to both run men's sex coaching groups, women's sex coaching. And what I know to be true is that we are humans universally. And regardless of your gender identity, you are welcome in the Glow Up Collective. It's for humans of all walks of life. And so I will use pussy-based language because I identify as a woman and I have a pussy, but equally my like name, King Daddy Rainbow Stallion, I identify deeply with my masculine identities and parts as well too. So well, I love this program because again, I call it a siblinghood. It's not a sisterhood or a brotherhood. We're a siblinghood because it's for all humans and designed to have levels of support, you know, where you get the in-person coaching, you get Facebook group community in between. If you are a person that doesn't want to be on camera and you feel way more comfortable just dropping a question, that's available to you. So that's a little bit about how the program's structured. And we get to do fun bonus things. Like I run a book club for us. So every quarter we're reading a different book. I believe deeply, and this is my own nerdy brain, but like the information that I've gleaned from books, that's been just as powerful as getting to work in person with a mentor. If a mentor is not accessible to me for in-person work, then 100% being able to read their books will like change my life too. And with the brain that I have and my neurodivergence, finding the motivation to do something on my own can be challenging. And if I'm going to meet somebody at the gym, I'll make it to the gym. But if I go by myself, I might watch Netflix instead. So I found that was happening with me about even reading, like something I truly wanted to do. I wanted to enrich my brain. So I put it into the group program so that we get to hold each other accountable on that. So that's been a super fun feature. Also, bonus of being in the group program is that I do sometimes run some short-term programs, like 8-week or 12-week programs. And any programs that I run, you get free access to as well. So it's like, to me, I designed the Glow Up Collective to be the place where the like juiciest landing grounds for all of the Marissa magic.
Love it. Am I right? And you said it, you can jump in at any time. It's not, you have to wait until January or we're opening it again in September or whatever. No, anytime. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoy that piece of it. And I also found too, like, I like the piece where people can join along the way, right? And not having to wait for your personal growth and transformation for another 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so often you think, oh, I want to do this. And you're like ready. And then if you don't actually have the chance to do it, you're like, oh, well, I'll come back around to it. And then it's gone.
And then it's gone. And I will say, like, sometimes you have to strike while the iron's hot. All of these expressions, pour from a full cup, strike while the iron's hot. They're cliched, but a cliche exists for a reason. And so when you're in that motivated moment, you want to be able to capitalize on your motivation. So come one, come all, come into the Glow Up Collective. Also, you should know that if you coach with me, I'm going to sing little ditties to you.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And the best way for folks to do that is to reach out to you directly.
Yep. In my DMs, hit my DMs, say hi. Don't be a stranger. I mean, part of the reason I set up the funnel that way, and I do put out links. So if you find a link out there, click it, do the thing. But one of my like ethos, and folks should know about me if they wanted to work with me, right, is that I really value personal responsibility in this game of growth and transformation. Like I could serve up the most amazing medicine, or I'll use another expression, cliched expression. You can take a horse to the trough, but you can't make them drink the water, right? Like, I want to work with people who are motivated to drink the motherfucking water.
Yeah.
And so I'll just say it so bluntly, like if you can't be so motivated or you can't be bold enough to send a DM, then you're probably not the right client for me. Right. Like, and that can be like, what? But truly, like if you're motivated to want something, you're going to find the avenue. So anyways, that is to say, don't be shy, reach out folks, hit my DMs. And that allows me to get to know you and see what program might be suited for you, because not all of my programs are going to be the right place for you at all times. And I want to make sure that we're landing you in the right home.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I imagine that there's probably also people that you chat with and you're like, yeah, no, this, maybe you'd be better suited chatting with this person over here. Let me give you their information. Because that happens.
Oh my God, that totally happens. And I think that's one of the things that to me is such a beautiful piece about abundance mentality that I have around coaching. I know 100% I am not the coach for everyone. And I know that there is a coach out there for you. And 100% I know that having a coach can change your life. And so if I'm not the coach for you, I'm going to send you down the road to the next best person that I can think of for you, right? And or give you a resource to find that person.
I have one last question that I
please
finish off my show with, which is, what excites you?
What excites me? I'm like, well, what doesn't? Of the many topics we talked about today, I feel the juice coursing in my veins from our conversation. Like I said, what really excites me is what I would call freedom, right? Like, it excites me that I can shift my brain. It excites me that I can shift my body. It excites me that new orgasms that I couldn't even begin to imagine exist for me if I continue to explore. It excites me that a way of thinking, things that I couldn't have imagined possible, you know, and this is just in the business front, but like, there was years where I was making $12,000 a year. And then the year that I crossed $100,000, like, that's super fucking exciting, because that was a shift in mentality and thoughts that created that, right? So it excites me that I can expand my freedom in those areas. And then it excites me that I can expand my freedom in my bank account too. Like, I am a person, and this can be touchy in sex educator community for sure, and almost all healer communities, but like, I'm a big money hoe. I want billions of dollars. I want fucking billions of dollars. And there's literally not enough money that could come into my coffers. I had this download earlier this year as I was working with my own money mindset, where I was like, oh my God, literally, I used to think that 3 to 5 million was enough to retire on or whatever. I was doing some kind of calculations. And then I realized that as a philanthropist, which I identify as, there's no amount of money that would be enough that I couldn't then turn around and give to some charitable cause, right? And to see the good done in the world that I'd like to see. And speaking, this is just a little tangent, but like, in my opinion, right? Like, I see that money and the laws that legislate us, i.e. our freedoms or non-freedoms, as the case may be, are very closely tied to who has the capacity to fund the ideology, right? And so it's like, I want us to have billions, especially us weirdo sex geek educators out here. I extra want us to have all of the money, because that's the way that we can then see legislation enacted that protects us, our bodies, our loved ones, everything that I, you know, that we would die on a stake for, and that we have been denied so often ourselves, right? So what excites me? Being a billionaire.
Oh, that's so juicy. Just, yeah, sexy. Love it. Love it.
Well, oh my gosh, Gwen, this has been such a pleasure.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. I'm super excited to be connected and stay connected. Thank you, Marissa Hunter, for being on the show. What a delight this has been.
Pleasure times 10.
If you enjoyed Marissa and would like to know more, you can find her easiest on Instagram as Marissa Tells All. Marissa is spelled with one S. Or you can search the Glow Collective, and that is spelled GLEAUX. I will also link to all of this in the show notes. Now, you can find the show notes in the app that you're listening to me right now, or by going to the website at whatexcitesus.com. When you are done reading the show notes, please take a moment or two and rate and review the podcast in all the places. View our sponsors and catch up on any episodes you might have missed. What Excites Us is produced, edited, and hosted by me. I'm Gwen Isaacs. Our podcast host is Tickle.life. All the music is used under the Creative Commons Attribution License. The opening song is The Vendetta by Stefan Kartenberg. And this is Quando by Julius H. You know what? You're awesome.